When I saw the cleansing fountain, oh,
now the one where we know be this. Thank you. Thank you. Now the one where we know be this.
Yeah.
Eh? Hallelujah. Praise God. These enter message songs sung in every enter message assembly. Need to address something where I better pass you. Give a microphone now. And they have been using it to manipulate me so much, these prophets.
Church, praise the Lord.
It's okay.
Church, praise the Lord. When this morning God spoke to me that He wants to anoint the tongue of people's tongues. But I couldn't be able to see pastor to see how God wants to say He wants to anoint people's tongue. But I was there when He said everybody will anoint his tongue. But the surprise thing that surprised me is that God spoke to me. He said I should tell pastor to give them warning, but He will give them warning by himself. But He said I should say it so that pastor can be able to echo it. That this week is anointing people's tongue to bless themselves. And the way you anoint your tongue, the way you want to use it, is left for you. But He said, be careful. Don't lay curse on your child. If you say, this boy, he go better for him, or he go mad. Now so he go be this week, you don't run to pastor. If you bless your husband, now so he go be. That is what God told me that I should say. But I wrote it, I told pastor to announce it so that people can hear. And that is, thus say the Lord. Just bless your husband, bless your children, bless yourself. I'm telling you by next Sunday, as people will come and give testimony, say, this is what I said, and it came to pass. Don't lay curse. God bless you.
Clap your hands now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I expected that we will even be more than this in number in this today's service. For very obvious reason. Because on Tuesday, we had the program of breaking of covenant. Demonic covenants. And how wonderful, how God just, in His providence, just arranged it that immediately we have our monthly communion following. And you know what communion means? It is a renewal of our covenant. That is the covenant that we are into that nullifies any other covenant. So communion service is actually a service where we come together to remind all forces around us that here is the covenant I belong. You have no power again over me. So you see, people are just full of revelation. People come to this church, but they don't listen to our teachings. If you listen to our teachings, we are trying to establish here the importance of water baptism for your salvation. It has to do with death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ that has given us eternal life. Give us hope. Give us life. How will you be a Christian and waste time before you are baptized? Water baptism. And then we have tried to stress the importance of communion and how communion should be taken, how it should be prepared. I expect, therefore, instead of you to wait until Tuesday and come and line up here for deliverance from that incurable sickness, I expect that you will come on a communion day under that revelation. Take that wine and challenge the cross of Calvary, whether it actually happened or not, against that sickness. Because the Bible said, by His stripes we are healed. You see? No revelated Christian jokes with communion. I mean, in his proper understanding. Not this one. The devil has made sure they bastardize the sanctity of what communion is. What it stands for. People don't even know it. what water baptism stands for. We don't even know it. I had a pastor that said water baptism is not important. The important thing is give your life to Christ. A pastor with hundreds of thousands of people following him. I heard him preach on the television. And that whether it is the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or Jesus only, or sprinkling, or this, said the important thing is you have been baptized, that he has no time for doing all that argument. But you and I know we are more revelated than that. You are not a Christian if you have not been baptized, water baptism. Your sins are still upon you. You have no access to God. I am saying this now. It is Bible revelation. You have no access to God if your sins have not been remitted. Hey, but I did water, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I did it in my denomination now. Anytime I pray now, something will happen. Can I tell you something? William Branham made a statement. He said that those people who go to Babalawo, he was talking something about healing. He said, those people who have problems and they go to Babalawo, he said, they know that there is a power that Babalawo is contacting, and they think that it is God. And it is that faith that is making them who have no other knowledge of God. They are having faith in God. He said, it is that faith that God is honoring. Now you come to Christ with your sins. He's a merciful God when you come crying. But the fact that he has healed you, he does miracle for you, does not mean that he's taking you to heaven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a reason why we will go to heaven. We are all calling Jesus, 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 Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm saying this, my emphasis is revelation. When we announce program for deliverance, the highest program for deliverance is communion service. The blind people don't understand it. When you hear a man, you know, threatening you, a demon making claim over you, when you pray, you know, go just wait for the next communion service. You will come and take that bread and that wine and remind that situation of who you are and why you are who you are. And that blood can never lose its power. The highest ritual on earth. As often as you do it, you do show forth my death. You identify with my death till I come. He left that ordinance to remind us of the certainty of what happened on the cross. It's a powerful thing that happened there, brother. It's a powerful thing that happened there. It's a serious thing that happened there. The blind people, religious Christians, don't even know that there are some services that are mandatory for you as a Christian. And one of it is communion. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's okay, because of the timing. You may have something very important to do, and you may not be able to wait. Make sure it is a reason that God can understand. Praise the Lord. I only want you to know the importance. And make sure that you hold on to that revelation. There are some sicknesses that don't go. But when you just take only that communion bread and wine, it disappears. They feed you evil food in a dream. Come here and nullify whatever they put there with that communion. You drink it, any poison in your body will be nullified. If you drink it with proper understanding. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. John chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verses 7 and 8 says, the pride